Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Sadi Beis. We are on Sadi Aleph Amud Beis, a couple of lines up from the bottom, and we're in the sugyas of Tchias HaMesim and what the source is for Tchias HaMesim. Yesterday we had a statement of Shmuel, which again we could have spent many hours on, but just to note the Shita, right? Shmuel is quoted in Brachas and Shabbos and Psachim and many other places of Ein Bein Olam Hazeh Lo Emos HaMashiach El Shibin Malchias Bilvad. The Rishonim discussed what exactly does that mean. Is it going to be a totally physical existence? Is it going to be a semi-physical existence? All different interpretations of what Shmuel means. Again, the Mefarshim here, the Mefarshim in Masechah Shabbos, and the Samach Gimel, the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Malachim. Those are all a couple of the sources that relate to that issue. And then we quoted a couple of other psukim from various sections of Tanakh that are all written in future tense. Relating to the idea of Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah, or at least Tchias HaMesim, based on certain psukim. So let's pick up a couple of lines up from the bottom. V'amar Abchiyah, five lines up. V'amar Abchiyah bar Abba, Amar B'Yochanan. Asidin kol anaviyim kulan, omrim shira b'kol echad. Based on the same pasuk that we just quoted, we might have read this yesterday. All Nevi'im in the future will say shira in one kol. Oh, we just read this at the end of this year. Shemar kol tzofayach nazu kol yachta yuranenu. Good. Amar Abiyu the Marav. Kol hamoneya halacha mipi talmid, ki lugozlo minachlas avosav. Anyone who is moneya halacha, who could teach somebody Torah and doesn't, withholds a halacha from a student, is as if he's stealing from the nachlas avosav, from the heritage of the forefathers. Shneamar, why? Because the Torah is the heritage of every Jew, and if I withhold some of that Torah, so then I am withholding his heritage. Shneamar, Torah tzivalanu Moshe, mo rasha ki hilas Yaakov, mo rasha hi l'chol Yisrael, misheisis yimei breishis. It is a mo rasha to all of Am Yisrael. We know there are two things in the Torah that are called Morasha, right? Torah and Eretz Yisrael. Both of those are the heritage of every single Jew, and therefore one cannot withhold it from anyone. Rashi here quotes from what he says as well in the beginning of the Torah, the last second to last Rashi on the Amud, Misheshis Yimei Breishis. What does it mean Torah is from Sheshis Yimei Breishis? Because Bereishis, Bishvil Reishis, Bishvil Torah, Shenikra Reishis, Bishvil Yisrael, Shenikra Reishis. Right, so that is why if I withhold the Torah from a Jew, so then that is taking the Torah away from him. It's fascinating that if you think back a couple of weeks, the same exact pasuk was used as one of the sources for not teaching a non-Jew Torah, because Morasha could be interpreted as Ma'orasa. We had back on Daf Nun Tes that only Jews are married, so both Limudim are used in this context. Morasha, it is a positive heritage to Am Yisrael, and therefore we cannot withhold it. And Ma'orasa, it is a marriage to Am Yisrael, and therefore we cannot teach it to others. What's the language of Mipi Talmud? Ahalah, don't keep halacha Mipi Talmud. So both the Marsha and the Ben Yehoyada both say that it's not enough for a Rebbe just to teach a student and then leave and let the student try to figure it out himself. No, it has to be in a way that it's on the mouth of the student, that the student will be able to know it so well that they'll be able to give it over and teach someone else afterwards. Because that, we've quoted Rashi. Rashi in Maseches Brachas, I think that Vav or so, says that's the litmus test of really understanding. Can I say it over afterwards? Sometimes I'll hear something, oh yeah, I got it. Can you repeat it to me? No. Don't ask me that. Right? That's the litmus test that every teacher will ask the student. Say it back to me. Right? So that's what Mipi Talmud. Right? If the teacher has to be mashkia so much that he has to make sure that the Talmud knows, like, of course, the Marshal quotes, Rebbe Preda, right, Erevin, right, where he taught it to the student 400 times, right, to make sure that the student knew it. And the Ben Yehoyada as well. They both said the same idea without quoting each other. The Ben Yehoyada did not quote the Marsha, right? He says the same idea here of Mipi. The emphasis is Im lo limda lo ba'ofan shetiyeshkur b'fiv sheyuchal atamid lachzor lo omer b'fiv galke nenash b'kach shafilu, right, he did not fulfill his... his task. The Chashuki Chabad here has a couple of, let's just finish the phrase and then we'll, go through the Chashuki Chabad. Amar of Chana Barbizna, Amar of Shimon Chasida, Kalamonea Halachim Bipitalmud, Afilu Ubarin Shibimea Imo, Mekal and Oso. Even the fetuses inside the uteruses of the mother, curse him. Shenemar Monea Bar, if someone withholds grain, Yikvuhu Laom. then lo'om will curse him. Ve'in lo'om ela ubarin, right, that's a reference to ubarin, shenemar lo'om el om yamatz, as it says by Bracious, ve'in kava ela klala shenemar, as Bilam said, ma'ekov lo'kav okel, and we've discussed the Vilna Gaon on that pasuk in the past as well, ve'in bar ela Torah, shenemar nashku bar pen ye'enav. So on a deeper level, this pasuk in Mishle is talking about the ubarin, meaning everybody's upset. The Sefer Chassidim even writes in one line that if somebody has Torah and does not share it with Talmidim on purpose, so it's like a Navi Shekovish Nevuaso. If somebody is given understanding of Torah to, it's not for themselves, it's to share with others. And therefore, if somebody has the koach, sometimes people are big Talmidei Chachamim and they don't have the power. They have the power of writing, not the power of transmitting. Right? It all depends. But if somebody has the power of transmitting Torah and they do not, so that is what the Gemara is talking about. Just two chashuke chemetz here on the for today. One is on the halacha moneh halacha bipi talmud. What about asking? What if there's a child that does not pay tuition? Child that does not pay tuition, and you ask the parents many times, and the parent just doesn't pay. Are you allowed? What if the school says, you know, you really have to pay? It's a very serious issue, very delicate issue. You know, the balance of not just tuition. What about if there's a negative effect that one child has on the other children? That's a different shaila. But again, those are very serious shailas that hanhalot of yeshivot have to deal with very, very often. He deals with the first case about the payment. He said you got to figure out a way to apply some other pressure rather than taking the child out of the classroom, right? To take it out of the child, that would be a considered moneh halacha mipi talmud. He says figure out a different way to apply pressure to the parent. Right, not by not letting the child into the class. If it's not the child's fault at all, you know, they have to figure out a different way to do that. Number one. Number two, the other piece he has here is a very unusual case. Maisa, Bamalami, there was a story of a teacher who called the Rebbe, who called the father and said, you know, your son is a little active, a little too hyperactive. You know, he really needs Ritalin. So you know, please go and get it. It's expensive. Okay, he said, whatever. The Rebbe said that he needs it. So he goes to the pediatrician and he orders and he gets it. And the father said, I can't remember to give it to him every morning. The Rebbe says, don't worry, send it in to him in school and I'll send him to the teacher's room and he'll take it every morning. Nobody will know about it. Fine, even though like half the class is probably taking it. But anyway, so says the Chajuk Echebet, the case was, so the Rebbe sent him every morning and after a couple of weeks, you know, that he asked his son, how's everything going? He says, great. Everything's Lor Chodesh Olav is Beno Eich Bekita. Abed says, Tishma Abba, Mashu Lo Ragil. He says, something unusual has happened. Kfar chodesh yamim she sheket pekita. There's the sheket. What's going on here? The Rebbe's not screaming at me. Hishavim ma'av. He says, what happens? He says, every day, ani lo yodei ma'asi ba'aval, ani yodei shebechol boker, bizman shebizpalam ha'malamed, sholech oti lachin kafi, ani magia lecheder ha'morim, mechin kafi, velokea kadur katan, v'sam oso le'malamed, be'kafe ha'malamed, shotei ata kafe v'hu nirga. He put it into the coffee of the Rebbe, and in that way, the Rebbe was calmer, and this student really wasn't so hyperactive. It was just how he reacted to the hyperactivity of the Rebbe. And therefore, but everything works out now. Everything has worked out, because now the Rebbe is calmer, so the student is calmer. So, the question, what's the question? The question is, does the Rebbe have to pay for the Ritalin now? Because it was the Rebbe that was getting the Ritalin, and not the Talmud, but everything was working out. So he says, Me'ikar adin, sarach ha'malamid l'shalim. Me'achav adis barashah, who's that shakak l'kador hazeh? Because it wasn't Bamas Lohayo Yadua, Miha Ashem Bahafra Ochala Talmud. Anyway. Vim Kane, Haav here via Kiflayim. His son's learning Torah and he also did Chesed. Anyway, amazing unusual Shaila. Okay. Says the Gemara. Ula, fourth line. Ula bar Yishmael Amar. So a different phrase. What happens if somebody doesn't teach Torah to someone who they should? Menakved oso kichvara. He's given holes like a sieve. What does that mean? The Marsha says he thinks he's not teaching Torah. So he's keeping Torah in him. He's remembering it. No. Gonna forget. right? The more we don't give, you know, there's special siyata d'shmaya when people are osik b'tzorchei tzibur, and they're spending more time preparing and teaching Torah than focusing on themselves. So Hashem gives them siyata d'shmaya, right? If somebody says, no, I'm not going to teach because I need to learn myself, I need to only focus on myself, even though I have the koach to teach, right? So then, you know, Hashem's going to repay in kind. K'siv hacha yikfu la'om, k'siv hasa v'yikov chor b'dalto, v'yamar abaya kik uchla d'katsri. Like a launderer's tool that he sprinkles water on the clothing, right? Again, it has many, many holes in it. That if somebody does not teach the Torah properly, that he should. Why is this here? Because remember, it was the Amr of Yehuda Marav, and we got into, you know, sharing words of Torah, and it has to do with all the Nevi'im also sharing their Nevu'ah be Lashon Echad, as we said on the bottom of the previous Amud. V'im Lamdo Maschara, and what if somebody does teach Torah and shares Torah? Maschara, what is the reward? Amarava, Amarav, Shish, Amarav Sheshes, Zocha LeBrachas, Brachas Ki Yosef. Zocha to the Brachas like Yosef, Shneamar, U'Bracha LeRosh Mashbir. Vein Mashbir, that's the end of that pasuk from before, Mishle La Yud Aleph, and Mashbir is a reference to Yosef, Shneamar of Yosef, Hua Shalit Ala Aretz, Hua Mashbir, he is the one who supports, who sustains, L'chol Am Ha'aretz. So that is the connection. We've quoted in the past the Bali Machshava, that only certain people in history are called Tzadikim. Not post, you know, Tanakh, but in Tanakh and in Chazal. Yosef is called a tzaddik, and of course, Noach, ish tzaddik, tamim haya b'darosav. Ma kesher, what's the connection between Noach and Yosef? They both sustain the entire world. And to sustain the entire world at that time, Noach took care of the entire world, and Yosef took care of the entire world. And the remez to that is even in Ashrei. Poseach es yadecho u'masbia l'chol chai ratzon, tzaddik. Tzadik Hashem v'chol d'rachav, right? So tzadik is kashur to that. So here, Yosef was the mashbir. Yosef is called tzadik. Amar Rav Sheshes. Kol ha'malam Torah ba'olam hazeh zocheh u'malamdo l'olam haba. Whoever teaches Torah in this world will be zocheh to teach Torah in the next world. Be able to give a shir in Shemayim. Shneamar u'marveh gamhu yoreh. Right? Whether it's with an aleph, with a hay, right down the gears, it changes to a hay. Period. Back to the earlier discussion. Amar Rava, minayin l'tchias ha'mesa min ha'Torah. Shene Emar. Another remez. We've had about 8 or 10. Yechi Ruvein va'al yamos. Yechi Ruvein ba'olam hazeh. Va'al yamos la'olam haba. Right? The double lashon, right? We might have thought that Ruvein was going to be held accountable for his chait. Either it wasn't a chait originally or he did tshuva, but either way, he will be counted amongst the shvatim. Ravina Amar Mehacha. Ravina says from the following. In the following pasuk, interesting, the Rambam has a Maimer Tchias HaMesim in the 2-volume Igros HaRambam. So this is the makor that he likes, the following one. He thinks this is more mefurish. Again, one has to ask, why are there so many sources? Whenever there are so many sources of something, it often means that there's really no source. Right, like Rav Asher Weiss writes about Tzar Balei Chayim. There are 11 sources in the Mefarshim in the Rishonim for Tzar Balei Chayim. So what does that mean? There's really no source. The real source is Ratzon Hashem. Right, it's that, and it's all Ramazim. So it could be Tchias HaMesim. You need a source for Tchias HaMesim. Either believe it, what, you're gonna believe it because the Pasuk is written in Lashon Asid. That's what's gonna convince the Apikarsim. It's Mechazik Aremuna, but it could be that there's really no source because why should there be a source for something that we can't fathom and we can't understand? Right, we've discussed in the past, right? Why does the Torah not talk about Olam Haba? Because we can't understand Olam Haba. Try to explain astrophysics to a dog. Right? You could spend centuries. It's not going to work. Try to explain Olam Haba to a human being. Okay, Shabbos is Ma'ain Olam Haba. But real Olam Haba, we can't fathom. Tchias HaMesim. So Torah is going to write this. There's going to be Tchias HaMesim. So yes, there are many Ramazim that we find here. But again, ultimately, it could be that none of them are strong, like amazing. They're all Ramazim. So Ravina Amar Mehacha. But this one is maybe one of the clearest, and that's why the Mefarshim emphasize it. Ravina Amar Mehacha. V'rabim yishenei admas afar. Many from those who are sleeping in the dust yakitsu. Right, we see why it's so mafurish. We'll wake up. Eila l'chaye olam, the eila l'charafos l'diraon olam. These for eternal life, and these for embarrassment, l'diraon olam. There is a machlokas rishonim. Will the rishaim also have tchias ha'mesim for punishment? Or they just won't have tchias ha'mesim? This pasuk sounds like they will be. Pasuk sounds like there will be tchiyas mesim even for the Rishayim, the second half of this pasuk. That's what the Yad Ramah says. The Yad Ramah has a hakdama to this perek where he talks all about these issues, and he says this pasuk sounds like that even the Rishayim are going to have. Right, sheyesh min ha'mesim shechayim b'yimos ha'mashiach shechayim lekabel onshan she'ein onshan shal rishon matchil min ha'olam haba bilvad ela she'af b'yimos ha'mashiach yesh rishon gemurim she'im ondin lekabel onshan min ha'es ahi v'hala l'dori doros. And the Rambam in the Hakdama does not sound that way. It sounds like no, only tchias ha'mesim is only for those who are ra'ui and fitting. The Rambam does talk about chasidei umos ha'olam, right, the righteous Gentiles also involved in the future worlds. Right, it's for all that are deserving. Rav Ashi says next source the following: V'atal lech laketz v'tanuach v'tamod l'garuchah laketz hayamin, right, which is a pasuk that we say at a levaya that a person should stand up for his destiny in the end of days. Amar Reb Elazar, Kol parnas shemaniges hatzibur benachas zocha umanhigem la'olam haba. Any leader that leads his people with calmness and the shalvas hanefesh, benachas, then he will be zochet to lead them in olam haba as well. Shneamar, what does that mean? Are there leaders in olam haba? It means there are different levels of olam haba. Like we quoted at the beginning of the parak, kol Yisrael yishlam chelek olam haba. But not everybody's chelek is different. Right? There's a nochel olam haba, there's a chelek in olam haba. So to be a leader in olam haba. Shneamar, ki merachamam yinahagim, v'yamabu emayim yinahalem. V'yamar Belazar, once we quoted statements of Rabbi Lazar, we continue. Rabbi Belazar, Gedola Deya Shenidna Ben Shtei Osios. Great is intellect and das, because that word appears between the two names of Hashem. Shenemar Kikel Deos Hashem. Beginning of Shmuel Aleph. V'yamar Rabbi Lazar, Gadol Mikdash Shenitam Ben Shtei Osios. Mikdash is also mentioned between two names of Hashem. Shenemar Pa'alta Hashem, Mikdash Hashem, Korinu Yadecha. Maskav Larav Ada Karchina'a Elameata. Well, you want to say everything between two Shemos of Hashem are significant? What about revenge? Gedola Nakama. Shedina Beshe Osios. What do we say every Wednesday morning? Dichsiv Kel Nakamos Hashem. Kel Nakamos Ophia. So you see what? Revenge? Right? There's intellect, Beis HaMikdash, and revenge. The big three. Right? So what are you going to answer to that? Answer, yes. Amalei Lemilsei Achinami. In the right time, in the right context, yes. The Nikmas Hashem, the vengefulness of God, not in a negative way, just in a way of Schar Va'onesh. Kidu'ula, Da'amar Ula, Shtei Hofayos Halalu Lama. What are the two Hofa'os? It only says the word Hofia once, but we say the word Hofia is referring to back to both Nikamos, both words of Nikama. So what does that mean? Achas Lamidas Tova, V'achas Lamidas Per'anis. Nikama just means commensurate with one's actions. Right, that's not, it's not revenge in the negative way, but it means schar va'onesh, right, reward and punishment. That's what nekama can mean too. So there could be mida tova, there could be mida peranis, right? Rashi says nekama here means gemul. That would be the translation, right, into the Hebrew, right? The gemul of a person, but nekama hainu tigmol. And one is for the schar, and one's for onesh, and one could be for But Esau Sanasa Vishma, one for the Puranas of the Kochavim, who have tortured us throughout history. Again, Nakama is one of that's Mitzad Hashem. Mitzad us, all Nakama is not good. Right? Mitzad is an Isidaraisa, right? To Losikom Losittor. Right? So Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be called the Kel Nakamos Hashem, but for a human being to copy Hashem in that way, Mahu no came, Mafatahe Yen no came, that is something that we cannot follow, because who are we to say that we are Sol Hashem Shemayim? Right, it's basically impossible for us to have what nekama l'shem shemayim, right? Sweet revenge, right? That's what it is from a human being's point of view, right? And that's not what, right? That's not what we are allowed to do, right? That is why we mentioned that only Shmuel Hakatan was the one that was able to write v'lam al shinim, right? They had to find somebody to write v'lam al shinim. He was the only one. Why was he the only one? Well, you couldn't just v'lam al shinim is all about Hashem should take away the fellow Jews that are causing us trouble from within. You need somebody, we needed somebody who was so l'shem shamayim, without any personal negios against these people, but just purely because the Kiddush Hashem elements. So Shmuel HaKatan, who was the one that always said in Pirkei Avos, bin fol oyivcha al tismach, right, the one that says, don't rejoice when your enemies fall, that was not his that was where he excelled in, not rejoicing when others, his enemies, fell. That's why Dafka he was the one to write V'lam al Shidim. But besides him, throughout the generations, right, the Isser of Nekama is something that we need to work on in a very deep way. The Sefer HaChinuch, again, we've quoted this various times in the Sefer HaChinuch, and Reish Mem Aleph quotes the beautiful message, the difficult message, but the beautiful message is about how we could try to come to terms with our ratzon to take nekama, to take revenge. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, every person in life is both a subject and an object. As a subject, I have free choice into everything. But as an object, it's out of my control. Whatever happens to me was meant to happen. And what? Somebody cut me off. The bus saw me and still left, right? And so-and-so insulted me. It was meant to happen, right? And therefore, they're just the tool from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's all out of my control. So what, I'm going to take revenge? What? It was meant to happen. What? They're just the hechitimsi. And that's what he has a quote, but that's what Yosef says to his brothers. Yosef says, don't worry, I'm going to take revenge on you. Right, he's not saying that the brothers didn't do anything wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of that. The brothers as subjects. But Yosef as an object, I'm going to take revenge, right? Meet CD, it was meant to happen, says the Sefer HaChinuch. Sheyedah adam itin alibo ki kol asher yigra'eu mitov ad ra hu siba shetavo alav me'eis Hashem Baruch Hu. Lo yedavar bilti ratzon Hashem Baruch Hu. This was meant to happen. Or the situation, Kadosh Baruch Hu decided, and that's what David did throughout his life. When Shimon ben Gera was cursing him, David was like, no, it was meant, it's not him. But again, that is a challenging mitzvah, but we have to do our best. Okay, weiter. The Amar Belazar, first medium line. Kol adam sheish bo deya kilu nivda beis hamikdash biyamav. Someone who uses their mind properly, who has das, is as if kilu the beis hamikdash was built in his day. Shezeh nitan bein shtei osios. Shezeh nitan bein shtei osios. Right, they're both comparable. The Amar Belazar, kol adam sheish bo deya lesof mis asher. Someone who has das will ultimately become rich. Shenemar ubedas chadarim yimalu. Kol hon yakar vinaim. Right, what is the connection between having das and being rich? Well, you'll know how to invest. So the Marsha here quotes the Gemara in Nida Daf Ayin, where the Gemara says, how should a person become rich? He should be osek b'schora. Many people did that. Osek b'schora and daven really hard. Right, the Gemara says there about all four things, right? How do you become a chacham? How do you become a rich? How do you become, all of the items, right? What is the derech to reach? So he says that's how. If somebody has das and he realizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really in charge of parnasa, so once I have that recognition, that's going to lead me to become rich. If I think it's all me, kochi vosim yadi, so then it's going to be a problem. Yivakesh rachamim l'misha ha'osher shalo. V'zeo shamar kosh yesh bodeya l'sof misasher. Tibetchilo amar bebeschora. Ubasof sheroa besichlo v'daito shalo ho'ilo gamar v'daito l'vakesh rachamim mimi sheha'osher. They recognize that it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'amar b'lazar. Kol adam shekilo am binos hu. He is not a nation of understanding. We know the racham alako masav. I'll read it from the Mesul Sisharim. Masul Sharm, right at the beginning of the Sefer. Perek Beis, the first midah he talks about. Ramchal, Zihirus. What's Zihirus? The first midah, Ramchal says, we have to think about our lives. What the Yitzhara does is just try to tell us to go. And don't think. And don't have Cheshbon HaNefesh. And don't have Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Just go in life, says the Masul Sharm. It's like someone who walks right next to a cliff and doesn't take any precautions. Right? It's my job to try to help a person, but if somebody puts themselves in a dangerous situation, so then there are limits to what I have to do. That's the context here. Kol mi she'ein bodeya, who doesn't take care of their own spiritual self. And we've explained it to them, and they still don't. How far are we supposed to go? And they are on purpose of violating and maybe even publicly not taking precautions in terms of their spiritual life. So then there is not much that we could do. Haholech ba'olamo b'lihis boninus im tova darko im ra'ah hinei hu kesuma haholech al sfas hanahar asher sakanaso vade atzuma. It's like a blind man walking on the edge of a river. V'ra'aso krova me'atzalaso. And that's what the Yitzhara tries to do. But that's what he says. That's what the Gemara says. Kol mi she'in bodeya asur l'rachim alav. And that's the context, says the Mesos Yesharim. That's where he quotes our Gemara. Good. Amar Abelazar. Call a no Saint Pito Lemishain Bodea, Yisurin Ba'analov. Again, if somebody invests in someone who is not deserving of investment, then it's not going to work out. Shneamar, as the Pasuk says in Ovadia, Lachmacha, Yasimu Mazar Tachtecha, Ain Tfunabo. Vein Mazar El Yisur means difficulties. Shneamar Vayar Ephraim as Chalyo, Yehuda as Mizora. Good. This also relates to but physically. Right, if somebody wants something that is one is not allowed to give it. What happens if a father asks a child to him that would hurt him health-wise? Keep it up, hey, I want it, give it to me. But the child knows that it's not good for the parent. So in those cases, the child does not have to hear that if we give it to someone who is not interested in getting better, right, it's Asur L'Rachim. Says the Magalas Hayam on our Gemara. Davar v'chaver yavin sh'amuvukash hu l'ra'as hamavakesh. No, you're not allowed to. Right? He quotes from the Sefer Chassidim and Reish Lamed Aleph about the parents. And if the parent tells them something against the Torah, they're not allowed to listen. To listen. Or one might say, Rabbi Lazar is making a lot of statements today. Will be consumed by fire. Shenemar kol chosh by a fire that does not even need to be blown. Yera sarid ba'ala sridim asher Hashem kore. Right, the special idea of fire. Right, the Rambam discusses this. Many other sources. There are many Chazals about this, but the Rambam summarizes all of them in Hilchos Tamat Torah, the end of Paragimel, where the Rambam says, Av abisha mitzuveh lil mitzvah lomo bayom balayla. Ein adam lama rov chachmaso ela balayla. Even though we're commanded to learn day and night, most wisdom of Torah are accomplished at night. Lefichach, misha ratzel lezakos bekeser Torah, yizaher b'chol leilosav, v'lo yobad afilu achas mehen. Not to lose even one night of our life, b'sheina, b'achila, b'shasiya, v'sicha, v'chayazim behen. With just involved in our physical activities. Ela, b'talmud Torah, v'divrei chachma. Right, with the focus on Torah, especially at night. And this is even quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Right, the Shulchan Aruch is, in Reish Ben Vav, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Misha quotes this Rambam in Sifchav Gimel, Ki ein adam lo midrov chachmaso ki in balayla, v'yish l'adam, and then he quotes, and then if you look on the side, right, the Taz quotes the Prisha. Taz quotes the Prisha and says, and we have to recognize that, I'm sorry, it's the Shach. The Shach quotes the Prisha, that we have to recognize in the winter months, it's a special gift. When we have more hours of nighttime, that means there are more secrets of Torah given. And therefore we have to make sure. In the summertime when the nights are shorter, then we have to make sure to be kovei itim. But where the hours are longer, we have to recognize the gifts. We have to recognize the gifts that it is, that the nights are given. Ratzalomar, kidaz yelo ikir alayla v'chulu v'chulu. Ratzalomar, sheikir yelo azlomo machmas arichus halilos. Right, if there's so many hours of night, we have to do our best. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that also in Arachaim and Reish Lamaches. The Mishnah Berurah quotes those poskim in Yaradeya Reish Mem Vav. Okay, we continue. Amar Balazar, Kol Sheina Mahana Tamid Chacham Min Chasav. Anyone who does not give from their property to a Talmud Chacham, supporting Torah, Ein Eros Ben Bracha La'olam. Shneamar, Ein Sarid Lachlo, same Pasuk, Alken Lo Yachil Tuvo, Ein Sarid El Talmid Chachamim, Shneamar, Ubisridim, Asher Hashem, Kore. V'yamar Belazar, Kol She'eno Mishayer Pas Al Shulchano, Ein Eros Ben Bracha La'olam. Whoever does not leave a little bread on their table will not see Simen Bracha. So what exactly does this mean? Many different Mefarsh Pshatim given. Rashi says, it means you always have to leave a little bit over to give to the poor. Right, Mishayer Pito, if you eat everything, you don't share anything. In a Mishayer Pito, then that's a negative. Others say, no, it means when we bench, we should have a little bread on the table. Because it should be Nikar, what we're making, what we're thanking Hashem for. What were they going to shem for? They should always be there. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Pei quotes both of these svaras. quotes both of these svaras. Kuf Pei, which is in Hilchas Betzias Apas. The Mishnah Berurah quote, the Shulchan Aruch says, Ein lo hasir hamapa v'alechem adachar berchaz mazon. Sometimes we clear the table from everything before we bench. Let's make it clean. There should be a little bread left on the table. Right, some crumbs. Ein lo hasir hamapa v'alechem adachar berchaz mazon. And then the Shulchan Aruch quotes, Kol mi she'ena mishayir pasal shulchano eina roa simin bracha l'olam. Avalo Yavi, he said, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes these two svaras. Number one, because just in case an ani comes. And number two, Kedei sheyode l'Hashem yisparach al chasto sheshpia lono mituvo. We have so much, we even have some left over. Look at that. Shesavanu v'hosarnu. Kedechsiv achol v'hoser. Right, that is the svaras for leaving over some. But continues the Gemara. What do I mean? It says if you leave over some crumbs on your table, it's like you're worshipping idols. Because it talks about leaving over some bread to give to the idols. So you see, it's not a good thing to leave over. Depends if you have a whole shalem along with the crumbs. Which is which? Which is okay, and which is Avodah Zarah. Right, that is not so clear. If you look in Rashi, Rashi says on the top left, when is it Asur if you have a whole bread with it? Shemevi Shlema. You finished eating, now you bring a whole one? Obviously, that's for Avodah Zarah. Right, you bring a whole one. If you just have crumbs, okay, that's for the Ani. That's not a problem. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, he quotes other Rishonim. Shulchan Aruch says on what we just read, don't leave crumbs. Avalo Yavi Pashlema V'yitnena ala. I'm sorry, that like Rashi. Fine. But others say it's the other way, but either way, this is also a big discussion in the postgame. V'yamar Belazar, we continue. Kalamachlif bidiburo. Anyone who changes with their words, what does that mean? Rashi says you pretend to be somebody else. Doesn't say what the negative ramifications are. It's just you mishana bidiburo shalo yehinikar. Right, you change your voice. Right, this could even apply maybe on the phone. Right, mishana b'diburo. Right, you pretend to be somebody else. Right, the Meiri says you lie. Right, sheker midvash sheker tirchak. If anybody changes, kilo obed avodah zara. Ksiv hacha vayisi beinav kim sateya. Right, the pasuk by Yaakov. The ksiv hasam hevel hema maaseh ta'atuim. Again, we have to do our best to be truthful. Yom Rabbalazar, right? The Malachim didn't think we were truthful. Remember the Medrash in Parshas Bereishis? The Malachim were arguing with the Kodesh Baruch Hu whether man should be created. So Chesed says, create him, because he does so much Chesed. Emes says, don't create him, because he's full of Sheker. Right? And others say, Shalom says, don't create him. Emes says, don't create. Because there's, right, also, there's, I forgot the two. There was MS, and there was a Chesed, and there was Shalom. It was four. And there was Chesed, I don't remember the fourth one. V'yam Rabbi Lazar. Kol mistakel be'erva. Kashton and Eres. Same, also Rabbi Lazar. If anybody looks at, right, not even is involved in, just looking at Arayos, Kashton and Eres, his function in being able to have children will be affected negatively. Shenemar Erya Teor Kashtecha. Good. Vomer Belazar. La'olam, this one we had already. La'olam havi kavel vikayam. What does that mean? You want to stay and have arichus yamim and have a long life. No, always stay in the dark. Don't have to be in the center of attention. Havi kavel vikayam. Right, Rashi says, have anav vitichya. Kavel lashon afel. Kavel is a lashon of being in the dark. Asei atzmacha afel v'shafel. We should always stay in the dark. We don't have to be the center of attention. Havi kavel v'kayam. Right? We discussed this back on Daf Yudalid, where you see we had it before. Amar Bezeira. Afanan amitanina. Rabbi Zeira says, I have a support to Rabbi Lazar's statement that if you're in the dark, you're going to last. From a halacha in Meseches Nigaim. Bayis afel. We know nega on a bias. Saras on a house has to be viewed in average, regular sunlight. What if you have a very dark house and you can't see inside? There are no windows. So do you have to open the windows in order to be able to see inside? The answer is no. Putter. Doesn't matter what it is. You have saras in there, you can't see it, it's okay. It's fine, Shmamina, right? You see from there that if the more in the dark you are, the better it's going to be for you. Right? That's a remez to that halacha, to that advice of Rabbi Elazar. Again, another halacha that saras is not a type of contagious illness that you have to be worried about. It's a spiritual message. Right? And that's why there are limitations that are arbitrary, so to speak. Right, that a chassan during his Sheva Brachas, you don't have to look at his Nagan or on Yontif. Just like here too, there might be one, but it doesn't bother us. Rashi's lashon here is afelaso hatzalaso. His being in the dark, its being in the dark is what saves the person. Good. Again, there's a lot here, but we're in Chelek, so we need to continue. Amar Bitavi, Amar Bioshi, Amai Dachsiv, Sha'ol, Va'otzarechem, Eretz Losava Mayim, Sha'ol, the depths, Va'otzarechem, a barren woman, and the land, Losava Mayim, will never be satiated, Hechima Inyin, Sha'ol, Eitzarechem. What is the depths? Usually means Gehenim. What does that have to do with a Rechem, with a uterus? Elaloma Lachama, Rechem Achmasu Motzi, just like a Rechem. Is machnis, she takes in Zera and she's motzi a baby. Af sha'ol machnis umotzi, show to a sha'ol, right, getting back to Tchias HaMesim, just like to the ground, will be machnis, will take in bodies, umotzi, and eventually we'll have Tchias HaMesim. Follow Dvarim Kavachomer, and it's even a Kavachomer, ma rechem shvachis v'chashai, motzi enu ena v'koli kolos, ma rechem, the maisa bia is done in private, and yet the birth is done in public, and you have a big party. Sha'ol, shamachnisen osa v'kolos, burial, which is done with a lot of public stance and eulogies, surely that coming out will be in public. Mikan tshuva laomrin ein tchias hamesim min haTorah. And again, it's a pasuk in Mishle, but the pasuk calls it min haTorah. Period. Tana Dvei Eliyahu. Again, the next line is much discussed. Tzadikim she'asra kadosh baruch hu lachyosan. The tzadikim that Hashem will bring to life. Rashi says, Liyamos HaMashiach. The tzaddikim, Ein Anachos and LaOfram, they will never go back to dust. Shene'emar, V'haya HaNeshar B'tzion V'hanosar B'Yerushalayim Kadosh Ye'amerlo, Kalakasav L'chaim B'Yerushalayim. Ma Kadosh L'Olam Kayam, just like Hashem is forever, Afheim L'Olam Kayamim, so too they will be forever. What's the Hava mean that they wouldn't be forever? Why would we think that tzaddikim are going to die again? So Rashi here, what's the pot? Look at the Rashi on the bottom Rashi. Right, what does Rashi sound like? Lachar sheyachiyu shuv ein chozrim l'Ofram. Ela habasar miskayem aleihem ad sheyashuvu v'yichlu l'asu lavo. What does Rashi sound like? Rashi sounds like there's going to be another death, but they're not going to decompose. The bodies are going to stay until eventually there's going to be l'asu lavo, and then that'll be forever. That's what it sounds like from Rashi, and that's what some Rishonim say. The Radvaz and Achuva said it can't be Chas V'Shalom. What would be the point of a tzaddik dying again and then not decomposing, and what would be the purpose of that? The Radvaz has a and the Michlam Elio also talks about this. The Radvaz, if you want to look it up, in Beis, Tuf Lamates. He says, no, this pasuk is saying tzaddikim will not die again. Even if we don't know exactly what's going to be the different stages after the first. There'll be two Tchias HaMesim, he suggests. He says that's what he really thinks after asking a lot of kashas in this Radvaz. It's an important tshuva. He quotes the pashas of the Rashi, and then he says it can't be that. That's what Rashi means, because I don't know what the purpose is. And he quotes many other rias to this. V'chi ani kibalti me'achacham harishonim nuchaso eden detrei tchios ninu. I think there's going to be two Tchias HaMesim, says the Radvaz. Chada samach l'bias haMashiach l'tzadikim asher mesu b'galus v'savlu atzaras v'lo ro b'tovas anshe Yisrael k'dei sheyiru b'tova hahi. One, for all the people who suffered, they're going to come to life right away. V'yizku liras beis hamikdash b'tikuno u'makriven alav olos v'atchia hashenis l'sof yimos haMashiach samach l'elef hashvi'i. And that's the pasuk that our Gemara just quoted. There's one right before Yemosa Mashiach, and one right after Mashiach. One after Mashiach comes, and one before the next stage, whatever that might be. And then he quotes, I don't think Rashi means that they're going to die again. Elashi is kayema basar alem is man maruba, shalokedevo shalom, shekochosav shaladam kalimbo obdim, viamus bafisa zakitos. No, I just think that their bodies are going to last forever. But that is, again, a big discussion about this Rashi. Rashi throughout the sugya sounds like there's going to be a death again, but they just will not decompose. Continue. V'im tomar, continues the Gemara, osam shanim shasil HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chadish b'nes olamo. What about those years that Hashem will be mechadish is olam sheneemar? V'deskav Hashem levado b'yamahu tzadika mahi nosin. Isn't there a time period in the future that Hashem is going to be alone? As Yishayo says, so what's going to happen during that time? HaKadosh Baruch Hu osa lahem knafayim kinesharim. Hashem will give them wings like eagles, v'shatin al pnei amayim, and they'll be floating and flying around. Shneamar alken lo nira ba'amir aretz b'mot harim b'lev yamim. What exactly does that mean? We don't know. Some type of metaphor, but again, it means that they will not decompose. They will be strong at the time that Hashem is levado. Again, this relates to the Gemara that we'll have that Hashem in a couple of days about how long the world is supposed to be, 6,000 years. And then there are some chazal that there's going to be another time period where it's only going to be Hashem. There's going to be a little interim time before Tchias HaMeisim and before Yemos HaMashiach. Again, none of this is clear to us. And even the Rishonim have their suggestions. You know, as the Rambam writes, it will not be clear until it is clear and until it actually happens. Like many of the Nevuos of Yeshayahu, right? We don't know whether they occurred already, whether they will occur, and what exactly they are supposed to be. V'shema tomar yeshlem sa. And maybe, lest you say they'll have pain, meaning flying for so long. Tamalomar, v'kovei Hashem, yachalifu koach, yalu aver kansharim, yerusav leigo, yelchu below yeafu. They won't be tired. Just one ha'ara in the halachas ketanos. In the Shuvas halachas ketanos, it talks about why man was not created with wings. Right? In the future, we're going to have wings. So why weren't we created with wings? V'lamarak la'asin lava, we're going to have wings. Chelak alef simen reish chav gimel. So the Shuvas halachas ketanos answers, because imagine how fast we'd be able to do averus if we had wings. You know, melo, we have legs, right? If we had wings, you know, fast it would be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it for our own good. Does it for our own good. In the future, when there's no more Yetzihara, okay, we could have wings. And we could do things quickly. We'd be like malachim. But it would not be for our benefit to have wings in this world. Good. So now he asks the Gemara, why don't we learn from the Yecheskel Anavi, right? Did Tchias HaMeisim on the dry bones, and they came back to life, and then they died again. So why don't we learn from there, ask the Gemara, that, again, going with the Pashas of Rashi, not the Radvaz's shot, which is a little more difficult to fit into the Gemara. Why don't we learn from Yecheskel that even after Tchias HaMeisim, there will be another death, just like Yecheskel's Tchias HaMeisim had another death following it, right? On the right side, Rashi says, Shechazru b'meisu, right? So the answer is, Savar l'kamanda amar b'emes mashal haya. Like the opinion that Yecheskel HaNavi's Tchias HaMeisim mashal. What was the mashal? Rashi says, Shehayim meramiz lohem al ha-gameis shechozer v'chai. Kach Yisrael Yeshuva ben Agolus. Wasn't actually they came back alive. It just means there was something done to show B'nai Yisrael, though you're going into Golos, you're going to come back. D'tanya, the Braisa says, there's a machlokas about this. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Mesim, Shechi, Yechezkel, Amdu, Abraglehem. Rabbi Lazar says, they stood up, V'yamru, right in the times of Nebuchadnezzar, V'yamru, Shira, V'mesu, and then they died again. Mashira Amru, Hashem Emis, Bitzedek, Umechaye, Verachamim. Rabbi Yoshua Amar, Shira Zu Amru. They said the following, Shira Hashem Emis, Umechaye, Morit Sheol, Vayal. From the beginning of Sefer Shemuel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Emes, Mashal Haya. No, it was all a parable. It really is not meant to be taken literally. Amar La Rabbi Nechemya, Im Emes, Lama Mashal, Im Mashal, Lama Emes. What does it mean, Emes, Mashal? Truth, parable. Ella, Be Emes, Mashal Haya. What he meant to say is, in truth, it was a parable. It wasn't meant to be taken literally. So, machlokas. Rabbi Elazar ben Rosh, Rabbi Yosef, Lili Omer, Meishim Shechia Yecheskel Alul Eretz Yisrael. V'nasu Nashim, Volidu Banim Uvanas. They didn't die right away. They kept on living, and they had children and grandchildren. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira al Raglav. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira once got up, V'amar, and said, Ami, and brought to life. V'halalu Tfilin, Sheinichali Avi Abba Mehen. And these, I'm a great Rafi. It's a big discussion. Which tefillin did Rashi's father? So what tefillin did Rashi's father wear? So that's before Rashi, right? What they wear before Rabbeinu Tam, right? For 1,000 years. What tefillin did Yecheskel HaNavi wear? Right? There's a big discussion in the Beis Yosef, quotes all the different sources. They found an old tefillin and a related issue. Okay. Umaninu Mason, shut up. the dry bones. So who are Mesa? Number one, Amarav Elu B'nei Ephraim, Shemana Lekeitz Vito. The B'nei Ephraim, who Chazal tell us left Mitzrayim early. They miscalculated the 400 years, the 430 years. Right? They calculated from Bris B'nei Basarim, not from Leidas Yitzchak. And therefore they left early, and they did not make it. Shneamar when Ephraim Shusalach Uvered Beno Vesachas Beno Velada Beno Vesachas Beno Vezev Beno Shusalach Beno VeEzer VeElad VaHaraguman SheGata Noladim BaAretz VeGomer VaYisfeksiv VaYisabel Ephraim Aviyam Yamim Rabim VaYavoa Chav LaNachamo. Right, Ephraim was still alive. His descendants went out too early and did not make it. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in a few places in his commentary, talk about why Dafka B'nai Ephraim, what made him different than Menashe. Ephraim, interestingly, he points out, has an Egyptian type of name, because Egyptian names always had a pei and an ayin, right? That's an erase sometimes. Potiphera, Paro, Ephraim, right? All of these names are similar. What is that significance does that have? That's where he talks about the special Torah that Yaakov gave to Yosef and Torah Shem Ve'ever, right? Then maybe Yosef gave that to Ephraim, Dafka, who was born in Egypt. A lot of significance and why Dafka, the B'nai Ephraim are the ones who tried to get out earlier. Right? That's Rabbi Yaakov. You can look in Bereishis and Perek Memches, Pasuk Hey, and then Shmos in a few places. Number one. Number two, Shmuel Amar. Elu B'nai Adam Shekarva B'tchias HaMesim. These are people who denied Tchias HaMesim. Shene Emar B'yomer Eli Ben Adam Ha'atzamos Ha'elu Kol Beis Yisrael Heima. Hine Omrim Yavshu Atzmoseinu V'yavda Tikmaseinu Nigzarnu Lanu. So ironically, as Rashi explains, even though they denied Tchias HaMesim, and we learned in the Mishnah, in the beginning of the parak, that if you deny Tchias HaMesim, you're not going to be Zochet at Tchias HaMesim. But here, to show Klal Yisrael, right, to show Klal Yisrael, you know, that it is true, right, so that is why it, Hashem, did this, right? Rashi quotes, V'lo min hadin chayu, right? Ela mishum simin chayu, because of the simin, for other reasons, not for themselves. Rabbi Yirmei Bar Abba Amar, number three, Elo b'nei Adam she'im b'em lachluchesh ha-mitzvah. People who had no, they were dry bones because they didn't have any mitzvah. No mitzvah, zero, they were able to come up for a little bit. Sh'ne'emar ha'atzamos ha'yaveshos shim'u d'var Hashem. Number four, Rabbi Yisrael Nafka Omer, Elu b'nei Adam, shechipu asaheichal kulo shkatzim urimasim. Those who brought terrible things into the base of Migdash. Sh'ne'emar, va'ovo ve'ere v'hine kol tabnes remes v'heima v'shechas v'chol gilu l'beis Yisrael, mechuka alakir saviv v'gomer, v'ksifasam v'avireini aleihem saviv saviv. They were able to come up and see and recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in charge, again, against everything that they did in life. Right, part of the punishment of the Rishaim will be to see how they were all wrong. And to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of Tchias HaMesim, and they will not be Zochet to the goodness of the future. Reb Yochanan Amar, Elu Mesim Shem Bikas Dura. The fifth opinion, it's those who were massacred in the Bika of Dura. What's the story? V'am Reb Yochanan. Minar Eshal Ardavas Bikas Dura. That area. Shibishashigla Nebuchadnezzar Arasha as Yisrael. When Nebuchadnezzar, we're going to have a lot about Nebuchadnezzar in this parak. But as Hashem, when Nebuchadnezzar exiled the Jews. Hayuben Bachurim, Shayumagan Nesachama Biyafyon. There were some Jews, some young men, who were unbelievably handsome. Literally, they would be Magane. They would cause the sun to not look so great. Right, they were gorgeous. V'hayu kazdios ra'ososan. The Babylonian women would see them. V'shofo zavas. They would all of a sudden have an emission because they would be so excited about seeing these gorgeous Jewish men. Amru l'ba'alein u'ba'alein. And then they tell their husbands u'ba'alein l'melech. V'tziva ha'melech v'haragum. So what did the king do? He just massacred all of them. Right, didn't want to have any of these problems. The Adinai Shofazavos, and it didn't help, even after they were dead. Rachmana Litzlan, Siva Melech Varamsum, the king, Rachmana Litzlan, Nebuchadnezzar destroyed their bodies. So it was those people in Bikas Dura that came back alive. What's the significance? Tan Rabbanan. Bishosh Yibol Nebuchadnezzar Rashas Chanan Mishal Vazariah Lekiv Shana Eish. When Nebuchadnezzar threw Chanan Mishal Vazariah into the fiery furnace, Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liyechezgel Lechvech Yemesim Bikas Dura. Go do Tchias HaMesim. Show Nebuchadnezzar who's in charge. Go bring them back alive. Kivet Shehech Yosam, when he brought them back alive, Bo Atzamos V'tib Chululos HaRash Alpanav. Those bones came and gave him a slap in the face. Doesn't have to be literal. It can mean when he sees these people who are massacred, that is a slap in the face. He realizes what's going on. Omar, Mativan Shel Elu. Who are these people? Amrulo Chavrayan Shalelu, Mechaya Mesa Bevikas Dura. Right? It's the friends of these, of Hananiah Mishael Azariah, meaning it's the Jews. Nebuchadnezzar was inspired. Pasach Va'amri started singing Shira. Asoi kama ravravin v'tamhoi kama takifin. Malchuse malchus alam v'shaltenei imdar vador v'gomer. Psukim in Daniel, he starts singing unbelievable Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amr Reb Yitzchak, Yitzchak Zav Roseach L'toch Piv Shlosa Rasha. They poured golden, melted, hot gold into his mouth. Meaning he stopped, the Malachim made him stop singing. She'ol Malei, Ba Malach V'sitra Piv, had a Malach not come and closed his mouth. Bikesh L'ganos Kol Shiris V'sishbachos, Sh'amar David V'sefer Tehillim. He would have sung even greater than all of Tehillim. His Shiris would have been more and more beautiful than all of Tehillim. Says the Ben Yehoyada, says the Rishash. Come on, really? David HaMelech? So the answer is no, it wouldn't have been better, but people might have thought it was better. Marasayan. Right, it's not that inherently it would have been better. Chas v'shalom, David HaMelech. Right, but it means that people would have thought that, and we didn't want to even give the impression that Nebuchadnezzar was in the same league as David HaMelech. Right, Oz hu haya mitga'e achar kach shiro, shayim maganil fnei bnei adam, shiro is David HaMelech, ala shalom, v'gam b'ini ha-mon am ha-ptaim, shein yodin sochal davar. Right, and therefore, that's why it had to stop. Period. Tana Rabbanan, just finishing up. Shisha Nisa Nasu Boso Ayon. There were six miracles that occurred that day with the Kivshan Aish. Ve'elohein. Safa Kivshan. The Kivshan floated, meaning it was further down in the ground, but it came up so everybody could see it. The Nifratza Kivshan. And the wall came down so people could see into the fiery furnace. Ve'humak Sodo. And the bottom of it was so hot that the whole bottom caved in, but Hananim Shavazariah were okay. Ve'nepach Tzalam Apanav. The idol, that was the whole point that they didn't bow down to, fell down. V'nisrifu arba malchias, the four kings that Nebuchadnezzar sent to put the three Jews into the fire, they all died. V'hechya Yecheskel as a mesim in Bikas Dura. And Yecheskel was Machaya the mesim in Bikas Dura. V'kulu gemara, and all of this we know from Mesorah. V'arba malchias krah, but the four kings we know from the pasuk. V'chsiv, because the first pasuk says, V'nuchanetzar malcha sholach, he sent lemichnash lachash darpanya sagnaya pachvasa adar gazraya gidavraya v'tetavraya tifsaye v'chol sholtani madin savagomer v'ksiv. And the next pasuk leaves out four. K'siv isi guvern Yehudan, the Jews came. V'ksivu miskanshin achash darpanaya sagnaya pachvasa v'hadivrei malka chesin legavri ilech v'gomer. So that's missing four. So that's how you know the four kings died on their way in. The Marsha just asks, just to finish up, Malachim don't understand Aramaic. Doesn't the Gemara say that in Brachos? Right, so what do you mean that they understood Nebuchadnezzar's, right, this was Aramaic, right, this was in Bavel. So, suggest the Marsha, only the Malachim of Kitrug, of prosecuting, don't understand Aramaic. But Malachim of defense, the Malachim of goodness, they understand Aramaic, they understand everything, right? They understand everything for the good of of Bnei Yisrael, and therefore that's the difference. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Tzni as we continue in these chock-full dafim of Perek Chelet.